Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. Oh, how joyful we are. Now are we the sons of God. Yes, we appear what we shall be. But we know according to your word, when we shall see you, we shall be as you are. Because we see you and we see you as you are. So we thank you this morning. We have the joy of the Lord. Thank you for the wonderful testimony, Lord. You know, of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we worship and we adore you, Lord. So I want to take a few minutes to read the scripture this morning. Bible says, Lord, the entrance thereof giveth life. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. Therefore, though this gross darkness cover the earth and darkness the people, we that trust in the Lord, O God, will have the light of life. The Lord says we shall never walk in darkness. Lord, we thank you this day, Lord. We worship and we adore you, Lord. Bless the reading of your word as we do right now. Read it. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Pray to the Lord Jesus. So, we are living in time. We are living at the end of the age. You know? And one of the signs of the end of the age, the Lord gave so many prophecies in Luke 21 and Matthew 24. So Bible prophecy forecast dire conditions for this last day, and we are already in it. Dire conditions in the last day, including economic uncertainty, such as recession, inflation, economic hard times, and so forth, that you know, weather patterns, the sea and the waves running, Bible says in Luke 21 and so on, that you know. And Bible says, fearful signs shall that be from the heaven, you know. So all these things are happening right now before our eyes, and telling us the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. I want to just take a very little time to just read to us God's promise to us in this economic condition that this world is facing right now, that God's children need not fear, you know, because the Lord has promised us that it will supply all our need. So the condition we are seeing these days, never mind what America says, we thank God for America and so on. And but every nation, the Bible says, they are in perplexity. Bible says, one of the times they live in perplexity. So they may cover it up some, the government may cover it up some, but there's perplexity everywhere because the coming of the Lord is at hand. So I want to encourage you, I had this point by a few scriptures here, you know, what the Lord say will do for us concerning the economy of this last day. So the terrible condition economically, can you imagine? On America you see all these big houses and so on, and yet in the street you see many, many homeless and so on, that you know, a place of contract, you know. So, and it's getting worse and worse every day, you know. So anyway, so despite these conditions, and they will grow worse and worse. What we are seeing today, war over there and so forth. Look at what happened last weekend in Russia. Things can happen overnight, really, you know. So how that man Putin think that he's invisible, right? I always said that you are not invisible, just a man, you know, and so like that, you know. Anyway, and things happen overnight. So we have to keep our eyes open. So this condition, the world will grow worse and worse. And the ending in the Antichrist taking over. Right now it's working underneath. This morning is not a prophecy message and something like that, you know, just to bless the children of God with the promises of God for this hour. You know, so we take over, you know, it's working underneath now. Bible says when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them. Oh, such scripture makes us to be very, very sober, isn't it? It will do quiet and so on. That is the norm before the storm, really, when you see that they're talking about, you know. So anyway, so we see. So this will grow work economically and so forth. Until the black horse will rise. Let me read Revelation 6:5. Talking about the economics and so forth of the age. You know. Oh, America is rich. They are in trillions and trillions of dollars and so on in debt, right? You know. So something has to give way somewhere, right? You know. Anyway, so it will end up in the black horse rising. In Revelation 6:5. And when he had opened the third seal, I had the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld and though a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see, thou hast not the oil and the wine. Talking of the famine condition we get towards at the end of the age, where they measure out the food and so on that, you know. So in a way, that's one meaning of that scripture and so forth. If you get worse and worse, until it gets to the place where the Antichrist takes full control, and that will issue a mark, you know. Total control by the Antichrist will take place. That one I will read also, you know. That's in Revelation 13, 16 through 17, that every Bible reader or that are looking for the coming of the Lord, you know, should know this by almost by memory right now. And he said, he causes all, meaning the Antichrist system, both small and great, rich and poor, free, whether you are big ghetto, it won't make a difference in those days really, you know. So, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, says he that had a mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Those they are not part of brethren. That's why the Lord warned us to watch and pray always. I mean, who gets those cards? It takes a whole day's wage to buy a loaf of bread. If you just spill it down, that's how you're going to get, you know. So it happened here in the recession in the early 30s, 1929 and so on. You know, happened right here in America, 29 and so on, that recession and so on, that, you know. So anyway, so, but shortly before that most terrible time happens, the rapture takes place. When, as we are told in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, and I read it, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just before that most terrible time happened, God is always the same. Now, look at history. Before the flood, one man was faithful. The Bible says he walked with God. His name was Enoch. He didn't have to face the flood judgment. God took him. Very few were spoken about that man. You can see him in Genesis 5:24, Hebrews 11:5-6. That's the only thing. And then I think in the book of one of the books in the Bible, and so on. He was gone. You know what's going on, that, you know. So anyway, so he expects a flood judgment and something like that, you know. So and now not only that, now even Noah, a kind of a tribulation saint, right? You know, Enoch has been gone, you know. Then came the judgment of the flood and so forth. Bible calls it a picture of righteousness. Only 8 souls were saved. Were saved in that age. Only 8 of them by water and something like that, you know. And then after that war, you know what happened? Bible says the Lord Jesus said, and the flood came and took them all. That was the Bible, the Lord Jesus said, so and so that, you know. And the Lord Jesus said, at the coming of the Son of Man, what terrible thing that man should tremble before the Lord, you know, and man should learn their lesson. So always getting the righteous out of the way before the judgment. Even don't forget that Abraham was out of Sodom, showing you that how the election will take place, and the law and the world will be caught, you know, in this terrible reign of the beast and the Antichrist and so forth. So Abraham was out of Sodom when it rained fire and brimstone, you know. So I'm giving you an example and precedences in the Bible, so that, and the Lord even said that so shall it be also as in the case of Sodom. He said when it rained fire and brimstone and so on, and the Lord and some that was saved and some that, you know. So that was, so therefore the rapture will be the same thing. The Lord said, that's for the master's mouth. Be the same thing. So that's why the Lord will take care of us. So what I'm saying here is this. So like Elijah, before his translation, the word of God teaches provision for you and me, all of God's children. Provision for Lord, despite the economic calamity, this thing will get worse, the economy will get worse until, you know, until the attacker takes place. But God will be watching over his children. Elijah was an example. He called for the drought, right? God, he called for the drought 3.5 years, but God took care of Elijah. Whatever it takes, anyway, took care of Elijah and so forth. So God will take care of his children, you know, at the end of the age as we near the rapture, you know. So, and God will teach us that provision will be made for his children, and even prosperity, even in the midst of it, for his children. So I want to read a few scriptures to you that talk about God's prosperity. Even at this time we are living in, as things are getting worse and worse. So let me see now. 3 John 1:2 is all known by every Christian. Beloved, I wish above all things. When God says above all things, I mean, that should adjust your heart, right? Uppermost in God's heart is that you prosper and be in health. So don't let Satan lure you to be tied to any of these things. When you get sick, believe God for healing, right? Praise the Lord. You know, you need finances, believe God. Because he already promises in his word that thou may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. That's all over the Bible, you know, talking about health, you know. So, God made provision, you know, like if people will get sick one way or the other, he made provision for healing. Many testimonies are bound here in our midst. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
A lot of the brethren here, the most careless, kind of view you can have. The brother just had faith in God, amen. He's sitting here right now. Praise the Lord. Yes. Tell of his greatness, amen.
Amen.
Tell of his greatness. So blessed be the name of the Lord. You can overcome anything. All things are possible. Pray that believe it. With man, it's not possible, but with God, all things are possible. Praise the Lord Jesus. And then in Matthew 17:21, it says, nothing shall be impossible unto you anyway, as you serve the Lord and seek the Lord. So we see right there, you know, so, and to prosper. Psalm 105, very short message here this morning, just Psalm 105, 37. He brought them forth, also with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. The same thing as in 3 John, right? 3 John verse 2, right? The same thing in the Old Testament. This is the church in the wilderness, we call it. You know, the church in the wilderness. Brought them forth also with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribe. You know? So we saw one of them, even 120 years old and so from that, you know, natural force was not abated. His eye did not even grow dim at 120 years old. If not because God has said that he will not take them across that Jordan, who knows how long he could have lived, of course. So anyway, so we see right there. So he brought them forth with silver and gold, about 2 million people plus, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. How much more now in the New Testament? That promise is for you and me today. And don't say it's only in the Old Testament. We are so clearly, all the promises of God in Christ Jesus, they are yea and they are amen to the glory of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's the same one also, the Holy Ghost. The whole Bible is but one personage, the Lord Jesus Christ. From Genesis to Revelation, it's all about him really, you know. It's the major character in the whole Bible. God himself, the author of the Bible. So you see, so all these things are for you and me today, God's children. In Job 22:24, so then shall thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Don't leave so that is your job today alone. It's for today also. I can just tell you right now, you know, all the promises of God. Maybe your own wealth not stored in gold. You can go and buy gold if you want, amen? Praise the Lord. That was talking about God's word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So it is for today. Just because the Lord Jesus Christ is the word of God. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8, you know. So, and he is no respecter of persons. So we see. And this thing he has wrought for us. Oh, we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Even though he was rich, the creator of all the universe, nothing was made which was not made by him. In John 1:3, we are told that. In Colossians 1:16, we are told the same story. The one creator of John 1:3 says, by him were all things created, and nothing was made. Wasn't made by him, you know. Colossians 1:16 says the same thing. So he's the creator of all things. And he still promised us all these things. And wonderfully enough, you know, we are joint heirs with him. Praise the Lord. Oh man, we are joint heirs. Romans chapter 8, we are joint heirs with Christ. You know, so, and we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. So walk kingly, you know, walk priestly, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Bible says we are kings and priests. Book of Peter says we are kings and priests. Even Revelation 1, unto him that loved us, and has washed us from our sins, and has made us to be kings and priests unto God. And that's who you are, praise God.
Amen.
Peter said, we are the Holy Ghost of Peter, we are the royal priesthood, amen?
Amen.
Oh, bless the name of the Lord. What is the tradition of Israel? Say you are going to be a peculiar nation and so on. Then we are told, the elect of God, that we are also peculiar, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Wonderful Lord Jesus. So you see right here. So now, Deuteronomy 28, verse 12. So when I read from the Old Testament, put that picture in your mind that say that all the promises of God, right, in Christ Jesus, they are here and they are here. So don't just put the Hebrew alone. Now, 28:12. The Lord shall open unto you special blessing this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Coming by the utterance of the Holy Spirit in this scripture this morning. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. The heaven to give the rain unto thy land. Whatever you are doing, you know, in a season. And to bless, look at this one now. So if I'm not a farmer, it doesn't matter what you are doing. Now this one will put you in. And to bless all the work of thy hand. Praise the Lord. God says so. And thou shalt lend unto many nations. Well, and thou shalt not borrow. You don't be there today. You can be there tomorrow, amen?
Amen.
Because God said the Lord. He just said the Lord, amen?
Amen.
Thou shalt not borrow. Can never fail. You know, Apostle Paul even said, what I'm going for and so on, to be that innermost group, that most closest group to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not there yet, he said, but I'm following after, amen? Praise the Lord. And he made it. Because at the end, he said, I have fought a good fight. So he has a crown of glory. He says, it's now reserved in heaven for him. And he wasn't selfish. So that people would go out to walk in Christ. He said, and to all them that love is appearing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh boy. Continue to love is appearing. Bible says, there are treasure reserved for you in heaven.
Amen.
There's no moth in there to eat it. No inflation or deflation in there. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, it's worth it all. You know, what it's all. Even the suffering of now cannot be compared with the glory to be revealed in us. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
What is so? And the Lord, many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Look at that verse 11. And the Lord shall make thee precious in goods. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Special blessing for this morning, for this service. You know, make you precious in goods by the word of the Lord. Isaiah 58 verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. Very, very glorious. All scriptures are glorious. Thank the Lord. But wonderful scripture. Guide thee continually. I said this is one of the greatest promises I cannot know. If God guides you continually, then you know your way will be perfect, right?
Yes.
Continually. And satisfy that soul in drought. I don't care what the famine brings and so forth. The Lord already told us that the famines and pestilences, right? But he promised divine protection and provision through it all, you know. So in the drought, and make fast thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose water faileth not. You know, I came from the farm when I was a youth and so forth. There is a type of farm that we normally have by the water side, you know, and so on. It's like, where there's drought everywhere, it's just water. And around March or April, you're already getting yams. Where the normal farm don't get yams until June or July, right? So water garden, you always supplied. Praise the Lord. And that is the Lord, you know. The El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. Your father and my father. He told you, I go to my father and your father. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Or pray at same place. Lord, teach us how to pray. That's what I say. Our father. Your father, my father, amen. Father, we are in heaven. Praise the Lord. Hallowed be thy name. So we see that there, your father is my father and so forth. And all that he has belongs to you and me. So which father says not? Jeremiah 17:8. Meaning you the elect of God now. For it shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreads out our roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh.
Amen.
But our leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought. Neither shall see from yielding fruit. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just special blessing for you, God's children this morning, for us this morning. His promises, they are yea and they are amen. See? The Lord said, heaven and earth shall pass away. My word shall not pass away.
Amen.
Where God's children miss it, either by impatience, you know, that's why they miss it and something like that, you know, but when you hold on to it, don't worry about it. The in-between, the end point will be sure if you first hold on. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Don't worry about it. Job said, I know the path that takes me through, right? When I strive me, right? I will comfort like gold. Amen? You may have treasure, we all have treasures and some of that, you know. Comfort as gold. Another scripture here is Psalm 112, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Blessed is the man that feared the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon her. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. It's yours, it's for me, it's for you. All that love the Lord, you see? So let us lay hold on the promise of God. Now, you know one thing, you know, there are many other scriptures of blessings I could have read this morning. I want to put this one in also. To enjoy all these things, you know, sometimes God will attach some conditions, right? To enjoy these things and many other of the prosperity promises of God, the Lord gave you and I a path to play. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Give you and I a path to play. I want to read some of those paths to play to enjoy all these things that I just read to you this morning. Let's read Proverbs 3:9. The man who was there, and so on, that you know, although he wrote by the Holy Spirit there, but he touches his life too. Proverbs 3:9 of Proverbs. Honor the Lord with that substance, your path and my path, right? Honor the Lord with that substance, and with the first fruit of all thy increase. That's your path, my path. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then look at what he's going to do for you. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. We are co-laborers together with the Lord. Amen? His path will never fail. You do your path, and you will reap bountifully. Now, don't forget this man, he had experience. Though he wrote by the Holy Ghost, He has experience. Even at his calling. This is Solomon, right? At his calling. And before he got baptized, when he got into a sin and so on, the Lord asked, he was so young, the Lord asked him to ask anything he wanted. Oh, he said, Lord, who can rule this your great people Israel? Just give me wisdom. No? The Lord said, because you haven't asked for the life of your enemies. Like many Christians we pray today, oh, kill that person, oh, that person and so on. Even Solomon in the Old Testament, he didn't ask for the life of his enemies. He didn't even ask for money, he didn't ask for anything. Just give me wisdom so I can rule this your great people. And God said, because you haven't asked for the life of your enemies, you haven't asked for money or anything like that, I will give you that wisdom. And on top of this, now I will give you wealth and riches. At one time, Solomon said, God so blessed him that gold was as stones in Jerusalem around him. Even gold, and silver like dust. So it's not telling us the wisdom of God. How, that honor the Lord with that substance and with the first fruit of that other increase and so on. Then you get all these things. Let's dig down into this, our part this morning, and I will read more blessings this morning. Our part is, we are to know and practice God's law of sowing and reaping. Yeah, he gave us all the promises, right? But we have a part to play. So now, we have to know the God's law of sowing and reaping. When the law, when the flood was over, and the ark rest of Ararat, whatever that mountain is called. So God appeared to Noah, and Noah made a sacrifice, a burnt offering to the Lord and so forth. And the Lord smelled it. It was a sweet smell odor. Let me read to you in Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. And the Lord said it. After smelling that sweet smell odor, why the ark remained, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall never cease. So seed time and harvest shall never cease. So God wants us to sow the laws of sow and reaping into God's harvest. That's coming, a great harvest, as we pray every day here, holding, and many of them, not today here, people are praying everywhere, God's children who know we are the end time, and they know God's promise. That the revival of unprecedented proportion will end this age. They pray all the time. And that you can join your house and your family and join this worldwide. Many of them are unseen. They are not even known. Like Enoch, little was known about Enoch, right? Elijah, we have no idea of his background. We don't know his father and mama. Praise the Lord. Out of nowhere, I pop out like a lightning out of the blue sky, just pop out of that. So we believe, let's come in part of this place, So anyway, so we see. So now, sowing. So God's law of sowing, let me read to you. Now, Bible says, first the natural, then the spiritual, right? When a farmer sows a seed, say corn, or even bean and so on, you have been in the farm before, some of us in the farm and so on. So maybe corn, for example. When you sow that one piece of corn, a divinely ordered process begins right there, down inside the earth. What is the process? The corn seed grows and produces a stalk of corn. The stalk produces several ears of corn, just from one like that, several ears of corn. And each ear of corn produces many, many seeds, just from one, right? Many, many seeds and so on. All from the one seed sown by the farmer. Needless to say, the farmer has to sow the seed, right? Before he can have a harvest, right? The Bible says that seed and harvest, right? We know seeds, right? So you see, before you can get an harvest, that will be a sowing. So anyway, so the more seed the farmer sows, then the more harvest. If I just sow one corn, I get some. If I sow two, then, I just see the multiplication. Keep on going like that, So anyway, so a farmer who plants just a few seeds, we get only a small crop. But if he plants much, he will reap much. And the scripture has this to say about this. Now we are talking about God's end time harvest now. And your economics and your finances and so forth. I've read so many promises to you this morning. I'm now talking about our past. Solomon told us, honor the Lord first of all, right? With your substance, right? Then we are digging deep into our past in this covenant of prosperity. At any time, inflation, deflation, whatever, God's law is unchangeable, you know? Praise the Lord. See, he says, I am the Lord, I change it, not in Malachi, right? So are his ways, and his deep religion, which is his children, and so forth. So, 2 Corinthians 9:6. For this I say, he which sweareth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which sweareth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposes in his heart, to let him give. Now, verse 10. Now he that ministered seed to the sower, both ministered bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. This is in support of the gospel given in Apostle Paul today, supporting the brethren and so on, as you know, and giving to the harvest field of the Lord. You know, he will tell them, before I come, you lay your good offerings and so forth by my side. When I come, there should be no distribution when I come. Just bring it and so on, as you know. So, but it goes to all the church age anyway, not only to the Corinthian church. It goes to all of the church and so forth. Just talking about the work of the Lord now. We are going to enter the greatest harvest of all time in the gospel work. So get yourself ready. And for this great harvest and so forth, that you know, of souls and so on, as God promised. Get yourself ready for the greatest prosperity of all time in your life. Amen? Praise the Lord. When you exercise faith and you sow, you release God's law of prosperity right here. It's infallible. It's unchangeable. Well, sometimes in this life, we all experience it, maybe in a situation that indicates you can't afford to give anything to the gospel now. We have all been there before. But do not let your circumstances rule you. For the scripture clearly tells us that if we are ruled by our circumstances, we won't ever sow. One scripture? Yes. Ecclesiastes 11:4. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. See? So if we do not sow, we cannot reap. So God's word clearly tells us to sow in all circumstances. No circumstances. Verse 11 of the same chapter says that, in the morning, sow thy seed. In the evening, withhold not thy hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. So we see right there, God's law of sowing. Let's talk something about reaping also. So he has given you all those glorious promises of prosperity and so on, that you know, then we are not talking about our own path. His path will never fail. So we want to be sure that our path doesn't fail, then the whole thing is guaranteed. More of the saints will be enjoying God's prosperity in their lives had they understood the truth that if they sow, they will reap. And like I said before, it's God's law that is unchangeable, you know. So, and the Lord warned his saints. He warned his saints, not to be fooled. Let me go to Galatians 6. What are to be wise children, right? Galatians 6, we shouldn't be fooled. Verse 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sweareth, that will he reap. For he that sweareth to his flesh shall also, of the flesh, reap corruption. But he that sweareth to the Spirit shall also of the Spirit live life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing. So though if I've been doing it before, I'm to be consistent now in supporting the gospel, okay? For in due time we shall reap. Sowing goeth with reaping, or if it go with sowing rather, you know, if we faint not. So now, God's spiritual law of prosperity says that if we sow the seed, in due time, we shall reap what we sow at harvest time. Yes, as the Lord said, while the earth remaineth, right, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So don't, sometimes God's children will be giving and they are generous and so forth, but they got impatient, you know. Maybe you plant a seed of corn in the ground, so don't expect that tomorrow morning the harvest will be there. It takes time, you know?
Amen.
Sometimes it takes time. So anyway, so as we sow our seed into the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, we will reap his harvest. God will take our seed and multiply it back to us, that in due season we shall reap. This is also to encourage us, if we know that the end is here, and we know that a great harvest upon us, what we put all we can to the gospel. That's why I'm saying this part, our own part of it all. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Don't always forget. If God were hungry, he won't ask you for food, right? The cattle upon a thousand, it belongs to the Lord. Amen? The silver and the gold is even his. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All this is set also, we are co-workers together with him in his great eternal purposes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, okay, so we see. So you take your seed and multiply it back to you. And then you reap in due season and so on. We should not be expecting to reap a harvest tomorrow morning. It takes some patience too, and so on. The final point I want to make on this one is this. You know, whatever we sow, that what we reap. Galatians 6:7 says so. Now I want to talk more about that. Whatever you sow, you reap, right? If you sow apple, you're going to reap apples, right?
Mm.
Of course. If you sow corn, you reap corn. If you sow love, you should reap love, you believe? In the same manner, if you sow money, you will reap money. Sow money to the gospel, amen?
Mm-hmm.
You will reap money, and even more than money, amen?
Mm-hmm.
So praise the Lord. So, I it's not that to mean that. So, now, we are not to sow love and expect God to come and return an answer to us when you sow love. God's spiritual law says if we sow love, we will reap love, not finances. If we desire more wealth and more money to meet our needs, we should put more money into God's kingdom. That's simple, amen?
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's like you say, a piece of corn there, yeah, and that's how you stop there. The person who sows 2 pieces of corn will get more than you, right? It's just so simple, you know? Law of reaping, sowing and harvesting, right? And reaping, you know? That's how it goes, you know. So, and don't ever forget, you can never outgive God. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Our part in all the things that I said before. So now, let me begin to appreciate my turn. So anyway, so this is this is in line with God's statement, you know, that he said before, even in Luke 6:38, the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord says another way. That what you sow, you reap, right? He said, give, and it shall be given unto you. He didn't stop there now. Good measure, pressed down, and shaking together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Now look at this one. For with the same measure that he met, with that shall it be measured to you again. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are thanking the Lord. We are not saying this in the denominational setting. We are God's children, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We are talking about the assignments our Heavenly Father gave us, amen? Together with his promises. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So that is the thing. So we should be joyful about all these things and so forth. I don't know. Now let me say this before I close now. Release it all and you will get it all as far as God is concerned. You know, the Lord said something. Peace I leave with you, right? And my peace I give unto you. Not as men give I unto you. There is a way that man gives things and so forth. And, you know, what he gives unto you is like corrupted things and so on, you know. So let's see how God does things, yeah, in that life, you know. There is one command the Lord Jesus gave to many Christians. You know, that many Christians, they don't understand this scripture. How did the Lord say, the Lord said this one, to give all and follow him. There was one man, he told him, go and say all you have and follow me. Bible said the man went home sorrowfully. He didn't know what he was talking to, right? You know, anyway, so, what some Christians are missing in this thing is that he also said he will give back 100-fold. They miss that one. He said, give all, right, and follow me. And they don't understand that. But the same Lord said, give me this, and I'll give you 100-fold in this lifetime. So that can read to you, Mark 10, 29 and 30 verses of Mark chapter 10. Verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or land, for my sake, and the gospels. You see, the gospel, right? So into the gospel harvest, right? I'm talking about here this morning. Our part in all the prosperity promises of God. And the gospels, but he shall receive 100-fold. You know what 100-fold means? How many banks give you 100% interest rate? Show me. And worse enough, when you when you save with them, they give you penny interest. When you borrow loan from them, they charge you Shylock, right? That's the way the world do things, right? You see, not the gospel of the kingdom. No. 100-fold, he said. Now at this time, the house you left, he gave you back right here. You see that? You see, you left house, you left brethren, he gave it back to you 100%. You know, but these are houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and so forth, you know. And over and on top of that, and in the world to come, eternal life. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh my wonderful Lord Jesus. He's not man, he's God. You know, like I said, you know, what I see, if he's hungry, will you call you to me and you? No. Because we are his children. And we are working together with him in the kingdom work. We will receive 100 return now, in this time. Not when we get to heaven, when we get eternal life, right? But because the Lord wants us to give up those things. Only so he can multiply them back to you and me, period. That's it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See? Now, giving everything up doesn't necessarily call for you to dig your property to the church. Doesn't really mean that, you know, to the church. It does mean giving God control of all your possession. Very seldom does the Lord ask anyone to sell everything and give to his work. But sometimes he does. Amen? Praise the Lord. Doesn't he often do that, but sometimes he does do that. Sometimes he does. You know, anyway. However, I want to put a caution here. People have done that. Be careful. Make sure you hear from God. If you sell everything you get and follow him, be careful. So, unless you hear from him specifically, we should be careful when making that kind of decision. They can bring ruin into one's life if they are made without God's specific instructions. So, I put that one there, I leave it out there, you know. When we release everything to the Lord, he promises to return it to us abundantly. And that is the promise of Mark 10:29. The 30 that I read is just now, you know. So, let me finish up here. God made a promise, and now he is wanting for his people to grasp this understanding that I just read in a nutshell this morning, and your part and my part, in God's program. It's all about the gospel. Say for the gospel's sake, right? It's all about the gospel, you know? to nothing else. And to stop being cheated out of what is potentially there, only God's children. Have this understanding. When we release control of our possessions to the Lord, we do not give up anything. You haven't given up anything, really. Like I just, like that verse tells you, Mark 10:39 says, you're going to get it back. Or on top of it, 100-fold, and then it's another life. So then you should be a cheerful giver, you know. Now, the devil, if he can keep saints trembling in shoes full of oath, you know, when I was in Nigeria in those days, I kind of feel regret that I can get cold underneath it, right? Can keep a creature like that, or living in rundown houses, or barely able to buy groceries, or barely to go to pay the bills and so on and that, you know, then he can stop them from preaching the gospel. That's what he's after. That's why we ask a Christian to keep them down, you know. You see, every soul winning ministry, evangelist, Christian writer or teacher needs money to carry on an effective gospel work or outreach. So we can see why Satan wants to keep the saints poor. So, and again, God wants the church to release everything to his control. Not so that we will be poor, no, but so that he can make us far richer than we were before. And that's God's way of preparing you and me for our dynamic part in the financing of the great end time harvest. It's all about the end time harvest. Don't forget in Matthew 24:14, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, for a witness to the nation. Then shall the end come, right? That is the harvest we're talking about. You know, it takes money to do it. You know. So, and now on that note, when you are sowing your seed, make sure you are sowing into a good ground. No matter how good your money is or seed is, you can go and put it in a poor ground, then it's not going to yield so much harvest, right? So make sure it's a gospel preaching, maybe church or whatever. You know, so winning. Because it's all about so winning, it's all about the harvest. So now, let me see. I think I just want to read this Psalm 115 to you. I close from there. So, Psalm 115 verse 11. So, ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. That's a special message to us this morning. You know, all the things I read before this service, all those scriptures I read before, special for us this morning. And I'm going to end it with these special blessings here. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Verse 12. The Lord have been mindful of us. He will bless us. Amen?
Amen.
Mindful of you and me. He bless us. 13. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more. You are your children. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Once I just came for my children right now, see? Increase you more and more, you and your children. Just take it as God's word is, just share the Lord for this morning. And always, anyway. Last verse, verse 15. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Thank you for so much loving us, Lord of God. And you have shown us the path of life. The little thing, he came down from heaven to show us the way. When he came, he gave all. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And has given us the mind of Christ. Thank you for all these blessings you have laid before us, Lord. And it's because of your blessing that we are here today, every one of us. And today what you have just shown us, Lord, is to enlarge our hearts for even greater blessing that we have never seen before. And we know it shall be done, Lord, because we know we are obedient children in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. If you love me, keep my commandments. That the Lord said. So as we go this morning, Lord, we thank you for all your blessing, the reading of your word. Let this, Lord God, you know, be mixed with faith this morning and become exceedingly profitable in our life. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we look for the imminent coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord, that in that day we'll be confident and not be ashamed before Him when He appears. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I cast us to be of them who shall receive that commendation. Well done, my faithful children of Sabbath. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. Father, as we go now, thank you for all these promises, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You will order our steps. The steps of a righteous man, they are ordered of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we just read that scripture in Isaiah 58, verse 11. The Lord will guide you continually in the name of the Lord Jesus and give you favor everywhere you turn in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
before the people and you know, in your work and so forth. Lord, blessed shall that be when you go out. Blessed shall you be when you come in.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, we worship and we adore you. The Lord bless your bread, because you serve the Lord, I know it for sure.
Amen.
Lord bless the bread and bless your water.
Amen.
The Lord take sickness away from the midst of you.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, we worship and we adore you. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord.
Amen.